I'm sorry, Diana. I think you were trying. You did say something about solar. So maybe if you want to text me that information, maybe I can share that with the other ladies. I'm sorry that you couldn't get through. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPJ 605 Judy, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRPJ 605, copy you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So the ladies have been talking about being prepared for a power outage. Are there any suggestions that you'd like to share this evening, Judy?
Well, we kind of set things up knowing that in the winter we lose our power sometimes for weeks at a time. And so over the 20 years we've lived here, we've set some things up. Like, we have a generator that's hooked up to the well. So if the power goes out, the generator can keep the well running. And then we always have gas tanks, gas cans filled, ready to go to fill the generator and anything else we need. We also have a wood stove for cooking, and we have headlights and lamps, flashlights in a designated spot. And we have propane gas in the back, and so we have gas appliances. So when the electricity goes out, if we hook the generator up to the well and then to the house, we can pretty much run stuff and, you know, limit the things and get by fine. We ran out of dog food after 10 days one time. Great. There's also this neat little gizmo that charges. You can charge your cell phone if you have one, and it charges our radios. And it's a solar, charger. You put it out in the sun, and just stick it on your rail outside your deck, and if there's sun out, then you'll get some solar charge, and you can recharge things with it. Small things. That's about all I have for what we do, and great suggestions and ideas from the ladies. Thank you, Karen.
Copy that. Well, you just offered some great ideas because apparently you live that now and again, so you totally get it. Well, thank you so much for that, Judy. Would you like to talk about the IVARCnet?
Yes, my husband just came in and reminded me that our whole space station is backed up with solar. So we can still run everything. We can still talk, rather. And I would like to ask you, Karen, if you could give me a call. I lost your phone number, and I've been calling you on the radio, but I guess you haven't been around at that time. So please give me a call. Maybe tomorrow would be good. And IVARC meets the second Tuesday of the month at Wild River, 6 to 8 p.m. And IVARCnet is on Monday night. We start with GMRS, and then we move over to FRS and NERS. As Kimber was saying, it's really, really important for people to realize who is in their neighborhood, who can they communicate with when the repeaters are down, because a lot of people depend on the repeaters, and even the phonetics for, like, the fire department and stuff, they have a new phonetics, and if it's really scratchy and they're going radio to radio, you can't really hear it as well. So it's really good to practice and to know who's in your neighborhood and who you can contact and rely on and to get to know those people. Thanks so much for doing the net, and all you ladies have a good evening. Prayers go out to the six states, including North Carolina and Florida now. Thanks for doing the net, Karen.
Copy that, and thank you for that information, Judy. Yeah, I will probably give you a call yet this evening. Well, thanks for all of that. You gave us a lot of information. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRPL, 826 Sioux, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRPL 826 Sioux, hear you loud and clear.
Copy that, Sue. You're also coming in loud and clear. So the ladies have been talking about things to do, being prepared for a power outage, and they've been offering some really awesome suggestions. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Sue?
I recommend if you get a generator, try to use propane and not gas. We have totally solar. We've lived off the grid for 3 weeks to give it a try. We can do our well. We can do everything. I just hope in the future we're probably going to be out of power for a long time, so you better plan ahead.
Yeah, we totally get that. I believe that's why we have decided to maybe cover all of these topics, because you never know. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Sue?
You just caught me blanching peppers, and I'm now stuffing them so I can freeze them for the winter. They're great, easy to do when you don't know what you're going to fix for supper. You just pull them out, put them on the grill, and instant supper.
Copy that. What an awesome idea. You make my mouth water. Well, thanks so much for all of that, Sue. We appreciate you sharing that. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRNN 801, Bobby May, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRNN 801, Bobby May, we copy you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So the ladies have been sharing ideas about being prepared for a power outage. Is there anything you'd like to share this evening, Bobby May?
Well, we lose our power quite a bit out here, so we're kind of used to it. We do have a generator. I'm getting ready to install another generator with propane, but we do keep flashlights by each door, each window, each entry, and we use them quite frequently, so we do keep the batteries in them, because I have animals that have to be escorted outside at night because I don't trust them outside alone, so I worry about the other critters out there, but I think we're pretty well prepared, and we should always keep enough gas for topping off our cars on hand, and make sure we don't get below a half tank of gas in our cars. Always keep them at least a half a tank full.
No, that's good advice. Copy that. I know that where they're having all of the bad weather back east, a lot of the stations have been out of gas for a long time, so it's just a lot easier and a lot smarter, I guess, to keep ahead of the game. So is there anything else you'd like to share, Bobby May?
No, other than we better find ourselves really prepared in the next few months, because I think something's going to hit the fan pretty quick.
Copy that. Well, thank you for sharing all that. We appreciate your participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJY 779 Chantel, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?